Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of a few books. And right now, my fifth book is out and about on Amazon, Decision Making Mastery. And if you get in quick for the next couple of weeks, I've got the Kindle version at 99 cents. So do check that out. Do yourself a favour and up that level of decision making prowess that you have in your life. Okay. So welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and it's a gorgeous day outside, beautiful breeze coming in and blue skies, and I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. So here we are with this podcast series, looking at helping you raise your level of vitality, vibrancy, knowledge, wisdom, consciousness, creativity, abundance, and whatever else you want to put into that mix. And we want to do it in very practical ways. So I want to share with you practical tips, tools, and strategies to help you level up in all of those areas or particular areas within that gambit. And if you haven't listened to any of the meditation, the guided meditation, doing the work from the inside out, make sure you check out one of those in the podcast series as well. So now let's jump into the topic, and you know, a bit of a weird topic, and maybe you're trying to work out where I'm coming from, and maybe I'm trying to work out where I'm coming from as I talk through this. So I've talked about the idea of goodly, godly gazing versus navel gazing, and it's been an interesting thing for me. So a lot of what I teach is about, you know, where we take our attention and direct our attention is where our energy goes. We put our life force and plasma into what we set our intention on. So very much an idea of raising our level of consciousness so we can be more aware of where and how we direct our attention. So we're living in turbulent times. You know, I'm recording this in February 2021, and you know, there's still madness and craziness around us, and you know, a lot of uncertainty as well. And what I find is one of the things to, you know, have this experience of this great life is our ability to maintain equanimity, a sense of calm, peace and joy, regardless of what's happening around us. And part of that is about where we're directing our attention, what meaning we're giving to the particular things. So this goodly, godly gazing, and if you're uncomfortable with the godly word, change it, just it's goodly gazing. And the idea is just to interrupt the pattern of navel gazing. By navel gazing, I'm talking about we're just ruminating stuff that's just like, you know, bubbling and boiling around our stomach there. We're letting that anger and frustration, all those survival emotions, fear, and we're sort of getting in the middle of that and we're spending too much time in that rather than this goodly, godly gazing. And what I mean by that in a very, very practical sense is I'm going along and, you know, I live in Bali. I'm walking along the beach. And this time of year, it's wet season, monsoon, so there's lots of rubbish, you know, washing out from the creeks into the ocean, from the ocean back onto the beach. Normally, this time of the year, there's enough tourists that all of the businesses that are on the beachfront have got enough business going through. They can afford to pay people to clean beaches and all that sort of stuff. That sort of thing isn't happening. Means the beach is a little bit more dirty than normal. Now, I can go along that beach and I can sort of navel gaze and, you know, talk about the frustrations of world affairs that have led to less tourism, blocked borders, that flow-on effect is they don't have the money to actually maintain the environment and keep the beaches clean. So when I go for my, you know, two-hour beach walk on a Monday morning, there's this rubbish and I can just ruminate and stew and, you know, navel gaze and get angry at the world and all that sort of stuff. Or what I like to do is remind myself of the goodly, godly gazing and get my attention and awareness up. And I start looking at the beautiful clouds. I start looking at the skyline. I start looking at this beautiful ocean, you know, that's doing its thing beside me. And I start listening to the sound of that. So yes, I'm talking about gazing, but I'm talking about being aware of this stuff around, and I listen to the sound of the ocean. And it like takes my attention up. And as I spend my time and awareness looking at clouds and sun and, you know, this beautiful landscape, it changes my emotional state. So I'm not sort of, you know, ruminating down low, taking my energy level down low. I'm looking up high and I'm looking at all of these things, and it's changing my emotional state. it's reminding me of all the beauty that exists around me. I notice a coconut tree and it's just gorgeous, that skyline there, that green. We've got the ocean over here, then we've got this greenery over here. So when I remind myself to gaze at the things that are, you know, got this richness, that have got this lifeness to them, that are for life, then it changes my emotional state. Now, the other thing, I've studied neuro-linguistics programming, and part of, you know, neuro-linguistics program is looking at where our eyes are looking. And the founders of NLP, neuro-linguistic program, have determined that depending on where our eyes gaze depends on what's happening inside. So if I'm walking along and I'm sort of, you know, down, I'm looking down, what they've determined is if I'm looking a particular direction, I might be playing things out in my mind. I'm sort of in my mind doing this navel gazing thing. If I'm looking down the other direction, it might be that I'm connecting to my internal emotions and that sort of stuff. So it's very much this stuff going on if I've got my attention down. On the other hand, if I've got my eyes elevated up and I'm looking, you know, at the horizon and above, you know, one direction I'm looking, I'm creating visual images. Other direction I'm looking, I'm remembering visual images. So this idea of where we put our attention, like physiologically, we're looking upwards, changes our emotional state. If we're looking down at our feet and doing the navel gazing thing, we're likely to get into a little bit of a funk. Think about as you're walking along. You know, if you're walking along with your head down, it changes your mood. You know, you see people walking along in cities and they've sort of got their heads down and that sort of stuff, and it feels, it's got a different feel to it than you're seeing the person that's walking along, they've got their head up and their eyes are looking around and sort of seeing things around. Again, those physiological things have an influence on what's happening at an emotional level, therefore at a neurochemical level. So, you know, this thing has an influence. So the big takeaway for me, the big practical thing for you and for me as a reminder, is let's spend as much time as we can, you know, gazing up and looking at the beauty that surrounds us, this goodliness, this godliness, this Mother Nature-ness, and spend our time looking at that. Dr. Zach Bush, who I'm a big fan of, and particularly he's got a seminal voice at the moment talking about, you know, biodiversity, the virome, and so many topics that are relevant to experience we're going through now, was making a observation as a result of a conversation with his friend that it isn't love that makes the world go round, it's beauty. And love is the expression of us seeing and acknowledging beauty. So when we look at something beautiful, the emotion we experience is this thing that we called love. So the gazing that I encourage you to do is to notice all the beautiful things around you. Spend more time seeing that rather than looking at the things that trigger you. You know, for me, it's, I don't like seeing someone out in an open space, you know, with a mask on, or a two-year-old child with a mask on. Like, that just takes me into the navel gaze, you know, the injustices and the stupidity and all of that sort of stuff. That doesn't serve me. So I might look at that, acknowledge that, but then take my attention back to all these beautiful things happening around us. Like, Mother Nature hasn't changed at all over the course of the last, you know, year and a half. It's still doing its beautiful thing. It's us humans that are playing this game and playing these mind games that are causing us all to go a little bit bonkers and having a bit of a bonkers life experience, you know, created by that. But this beauty still exists around us. The ocean hasn't changed at all. You know, my view out here of these beautiful trees and these beautiful fields hasn't changed at all in the last 18 months. It's still gorgeous. I've got like a dog down here, and this dog is like just gorgeous, and it doesn't get caught up in all these human stories and that. So, full circle summary. I think I've summarized already. I think I've said enough about it. Be aware of where you're taking your attention, where you're gazing, where you're putting your life force and plasma. Put it into beauty rather than, you know, putting it into the pit of your stomach and getting lost in there in this thing that I'm calling navel gazing. I hope you got something out of that, and I hope you apply that through the course of the day, like integrate it into your day, catch yourself out. So last I want to say is make sure you check out my book, Decision Making Mastery. I'll have a link in the show notes. But you can just go into Amazon, Decision Making Mastery, bang, you'll see a picture of my mug, and check that out. Like I said, on Kindle for 99 cents for the next couple of weeks. Check that out. Obviously, the paperback version is there as well. If you want to do any work with me, don't hesitate to reach out. Check out my website. Sign up for my newsletter so you stay plugged into what I've got coming up. And there's some cool things I'm planning for the rest of 2021 to help everyone level up. So details down below for my website. Have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous of planet, gorgeous planet of ours. All the very best and take care.